Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord that we're able to spend this time together. And as I was seeking the Lord and praying before making this broadcast, I was asking the Lord, what would He have me share? What are the needs of your people that will be listening? And He spoke to my heart that there are some of you that are just weary, tired, and there's kind of a staleness that has entered into your life, even spiritually. I mean, you love God, you're continuing to serve Him, you're doing all that you know to do, but there's just a lack of freshness, a lack of vitality, a lack of excitement. The kinds of things that, for example, so characterized when you first got saved. I think we can all look back to those days, the excitement, the enthusiasm. But as we go through life, and especially when the battles mount up, when there's trials on every hand, we just get worn down, and we feel like our spiritual stamina, our spiritual strength, our drive, our purpose just is somehow also withering away, and we just feel like sitting down and just sitting there and not doing anything. Have you ever felt that way? How do you suppose I can speak this way, huh? Well, because I suppose this is something that might happen to all of us in our spiritual life. I know I have felt that. And so God has a definite remedy. And so I want to pray for you, but I also want to share with you what the Word of God has to say. That's the basis for any kind of preaching or teaching. Now, we've been talking about, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, isn't that right? We've been talking about the wonderful thing that occurs when we get born again. We are translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We become born again. The Holy Spirit comes to dwell in our heart, and we become a child of God. Praise the Lord. And 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. That what not just some, he's saying all things are become new. And when we are in Christ, we receive a new identity. We're not the same person that we were before we were unsaved. Oh, we haven't changed physically, and we find out also sometimes emotionally and mentally, we still tend to think the same thoughts and negative emotions, because the Holy Spirit then begins a work so that we can be transformed to have the very nature, the very character of Christ: love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, long-suffering, temperance, faith. Against such there is no law. That's what the Word of God says. So, I want to talk about renewal, and let's define what renew means. By definition, it means to make like new. That sounds good, doesn't it? Restore to freshness. Oh, yes, vigor or perfection. To restore to vigor, freshness, or perfection. To make new spiritually. To regenerate or to be formed again. To change radically and for the better. It's not going backward. It's a change for the positive. And so I want to share ways of scriptural renewal. First of all, you know, we're body, soul, and spirit, physically, mentally, our soul, and our spirit as well. And so we, the scripture adjusts the total man. You know, the slogan for this ministry that Brother Glass coined in 1965, the whole word for the whole man to the whole world. Hallelujah. That's why this is the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. And it's been a privilege to be able to pick up the mantle after Brother Glass went home in 1997. So let's talk about the first way of renewal, and that's renewal of the mind. First of all, that is our duty. We let this mind be also in you, which was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, and made himself of no reputation. You see the importance of humility. He divested himself of all his glory, of all his majesty, everything he knew in heaven, and became in the form of sinful flesh. He wasn't sin, he never sinned, but he was just like us. And Ephesians 4, 23 to 24 says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's just another way of saying what I have shared. Let this mind be in you, which was in Christ Jesus. And so we renew our mind with the Word of God. And also we want to understand that the Word and the Holy Spirit is the means by which He transforms our lives. But we have to do our part. Romans 12, 1 and 2 says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, and pleasing to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And then on a physical level or even spiritual, there's a renewal of strength. How do we do that? By waiting on God, praying, believing, and waiting on Him. Isaiah 40, 31, a familiar passage, I trust. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And then there's a renewal of the inner man. Our soul, that's a daily thing. Psalm 23, 3 says, He restoreth my soul. He revives my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And then in 2 Corinthians 4, 16, the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, that's our physical body, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. So there's renewal of the inner man day by day. And then there's spiritual renewal of the heart, the spirit. I'll share as a scripture, Isaiah 57 and 15. I've always loved this passage. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place, but with him also that is of a contrite heart and humble spirit. Why does he do that? To revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. And then David's prayer that he prayed in Psalm 51 and 10. There's so many scriptures. I'm just sharing very briefly and succinctly just a few scriptures to make the point. And that is, he prayed, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Search me, O God, know my heart, and see if there be any wicked ways in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Praise God. And then, you know, we do have, that's another subject, new covenant sacrifices. One of them is our praise and worship. Let the lifting up of our hands be even as the evening sacrifice, praise God. It's in Psalm somewhere. I don't know exactly where it is right now. So, beloved, a renewed heart will turn to God and to the desires of God's heart. And so what are His desires? His perfect plan and will for your life, for His church, which is basically His family, those that are saved, and yet those who are not saved, the unsaved, who he knows that the Holy Spirit is drawing and calling to himself. Praise God. That's why it's important. Why do you suppose Paul said, pray without ceasing? You'll never run out of things to pray for, beloved. I'm finding that the more I walk with the Lord, the more I mature. It's continual prayer, basically. And then, of course, finally, there's a renewal of the Lord's work. There is that work that needs to be done in the work of God, in the churches of God. Habakkuk 3:2 says, O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. That's why I'm praying for revival, because we are the individual house of the Lord, as our temple is, but together we make up the church of Jesus Christ, the body of Christ. And also, there's some interesting passages I like to share with you that to accomplish this, God is going to send the spirit of Elijah before that great and dreadful day of the Lord, before it's everlastingly too late, before the Lord Jesus Christ returns. He is sending the spirit of Elijah. And what is the purpose of that? Malachi 4:6. And he, which is of course the Holy Spirit, but it's that boldness, it's that power, it's the prophetic word, he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to the fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. You know, the family was the most important unit, and is the most important unit to God. That's how he started, with one man, one woman. And then Luke 1:17, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. Why? To make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Praise God. That's our future, beloved. Praise God. Lord, do your work. Renew those that are listening that need renewal in body, soul, and spirit, in Jesus' name. Beloved, it's been a blessing, a joy to minister to you this week. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write. The announcer will share our mailing address. If you email, I will confirm receipt and pray. And if you'd like a personal letter, I invite you to share your mailing address, never to be shared. I love you. Pray for you every day. Thank God for your prayer support and your financial help that enables us to stay on this station. Until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.